a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know me and my basketball jerseys.
Yes.
Stay with me here, right?
Yeah, no, I'm positive. I'm positive now for December.
Marketplace, I do like to get on and buy them. So I decided to...
You just don't like to pick them up.
I do pick them up.
You
pick
like to purchase them.
You wouldn't even know.
But you'll get someone else to pick them up.
You wouldn't even know. If they're in Ocean Grove, why wouldn't you offer to pick them up? It's a lovely thing to do.
Or Leopold. Mate, or anywhere that's on the way.
If you ever want anything,
Port Arlington?
If you ever want anything picked up in Lara, I will find someone to do that for you. It won't be me, but I'll find someone else to do that. Hey, So my brother, I got to buy a present for my brother-in-law. He loves my basketball jersey collection. He's got a few himself, and I was like, "Oh, sick! I'll get him a jersey off Marketplace because I'm not going to spend."
Is it his price?
It was like 120. He's in Auckland. He's fine.
Okay,
he'll be here for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend sort of 120 or 150 on a brand new one. I'll get one off Marketplace, and I'll do my
traditional used gift
bartering. He's fine.
Beautiful,
with it.
Nice
he's
used
fine with
gift.
He's fine
Merry
with it.
Merry Christmas.
Anyway,
I don't know if you can do that.
He said, I can and
can
I will.
Can you buy used gifts for Christmas?
Absolutely you can. Write it down. We'll ask the people later. But anyway, he's an extra large and I'm a medium, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like I see extra larges on Marketplace all the time and I can't ever buy them because they're too big for me.
Yeah.
But now that I need an extra large to give to him, I can't see any anywhere. There's none in Geelong.
This is the eternal thought about shopping.
Yeah.
Everything is there all the time, dresses galore until you need one.
Yeah.
And then you can't find one. It's exactly the same with basketball shirts.
I'm considering driving up to like Preston.
You're not.
To buy one. Well, I also have to see my sister for Christmas. So, I mean, I'll tie it all in.
So, what you mean is your sister going to go and get it and you'll just be in her house?
Don't think I didn't think about it. Anyway. I thought, I'll just have a look on a particular website, right? There's a shop locally that sells basketball jerseys brand new. They're pretty exy, right?
Yeah.
But I thought, I'll just see what they're charging because maybe for the effort involved of driving however far, I'm willing to pay that extra to not have to do that, right? So I jumped on and they weirdly, until midnight last night, had a massive sale on, 25% off like site-wide, website-wide.
Yeah.
And they had basketball jerseys as low as like $30.
Oh.
Brand new ones.
Oh, my God.
Official ones.
Yeah.
So I was like, sick, this is what I'm doing. I can't believe I just thought, maybe I'll try this website from this business that I, yeah, anyway. So I ended up buying him one and me two.
Because why not? We're saving money.
And so people know basketball, three Zion Williamsons. I've got myself a red and a white and him a blue.
Okay.
Right? Each of them, one was $33.99, the other two $32.99, right?
So, man, that is a bargain.
Isn't it a bargain?
Yeah.
So it comes to $99.97, right?
Huge.
For three jerseys.
That's so
cheaper
great.
Than one,
yeah.
Right? And then I got a $10 discount because they had a coupon.
So
it was on the website.
You're winning.
Brilliant, right? So take that down to $89.97. And then shipping, it's coming from the States. So it's $24.95 for expedited shipping so it gets here before Christmas. December 23rd, so they reckon it's coming. All right, starting to sound sketchy, yeah?
Mate.
And on top of that, so we're back up to like 114 or whatever. On top of that, $2.99 handling. What?
Someone's got to pack it, mate.
But why do I have to? I'm paying for the thing.
No, yeah, that's...
$2.99 handling and then $11.80 tax.
What?
To get it into the country. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm up at $129.71.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? This sounds like the store that I got your basketball jersey from. And it was a fake. And I had to send it back. I had to send it back.
It was the wrong size.
Yeah, but it didn't look very real to me.
I love it. Thank you.
No, you got screwed.
It's very
don't
special.
Buy from
it's
them.
It's too late. It's on its way. December.
You got it.
I spent all that.
Let us pray. There is no way that this thing is coming into the country by the 23rd of December.
All right, here
I
we go, guys.
Wait. Set your diaries, everyone.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to keep you posted. December 23rd. In fact, we will not be on it. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Fun fact.
Friday, I'm in love.
Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that we can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it's important they think you're smart, because then when opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. You know when people do raps and you're like, wow, that's a lot of rap. How do they remember that? And they remember, and then, and it's when you write it yourself, you sort of remember it like better.
It's muscle memory.
It's yeah.
You are our generation's Eminem.
I am, which is no coincidence, because Carly had a crush on Eminem when she was younger, and then she got her somewhere between Eminem and Darren Lockyer.
I don't know what that means.
Two crushes.
I don't know what that
and
means.
And I am right in between the two of them. I've got a voice like Darren.
Who is Darren Lockyer?
Former Brisbane Bronco.
Right. Well, why am I bored? Why am I absolutely bored right now? Give me a fun fact, for God's sakes.
Ooh, didn't expect that level of vitriol. That was... The venom in that was... Ooh.
Taste it.
Doesn't taste good
taste
at all.
Taste it. Taste it.
Very sour. It's easier to chat at parties if you don't know the song that's playing in the background. That's a fun fact.
Okay.
If you don't know the song, you're not distracted by it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you date and then break up with your boss, you're 4.2% more likely to drop out of the labour force altogether. All right, I'm done. That was, work was not for me.
Yeah.
I did not do that well.
Well, you don't where you, you know, that's the saying.
No, that's right. You don't put where you... according to a
that's
new...
That's the wrong... You muted the wrong word.
Oh, yeah. You don't poop where you eat.
Yeah. You muted the wrong word.
Well, I didn't want to... Yeah.
No, that's okay.
According to a new survey, English people think the word amazeballs is the most annoying word in the English language.
Oh, yes, they would.
So, obviously, amazeballs. Cozzy Libs hasn't made its way over there yet.
No, not yet.
Men walk slower when walking with a woman, but only if that woman is their romantic partner. If they're walking with a friend, they walk just as fast as usual, which is why you and I are like...
Power every time.
Yeah, power walking. We go, bang, we're there.
Yeah.
Pressing the snooze button on your alarm can make you sharper in the morning.
How?
I don't know. Maybe you get more sleep. That might be it.
Sorry, follow-up question.
People in hotter countries tend to eat spicier food. There you go. That's one there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense, doesn't it? You think of the equator, some spicy foods.
And let's wrap it up with a bit of animal biology.
Oh, nice.
This one's probably, if you've got kids in the car, take your hands off the steering wheel and put them over their ears, okay? It's just common sense.
Okay.
A male rhino's...
Where Ace Ventura comes out of?
No.
Oh, the other, yeah. Yeah.
Excited and angry.
Yeah.
Standing to attention.
Okay.
76 centimetres long and shaped like a lightning bolt.
Oh! You're a wizard, Harry. Oh, man, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. Tom. Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Memes. I want to talk about some memes.
Don't ever apologise for that, mate. It's beautiful.
No, because you know when you listen to radio stations and they try and do funny stuff and you're like, this is so cringe, I just know that there's people out there that just hate that, even though we think it's hilarious.
They can turn off.
Don't say that.
If you don't like it...
No. Stick around, because it's about to get better.
If you don't love it...
It's about to get better.
Okay.
All right, this is where I read out memes.
Yeah, usually we don't do it in quite such prime time, but that's okay. It's usually a throwaway at 6:15, but that's fine. No, here we go. We're here.
Okay, and look, we are here, and this one's from my mum. So shout out to mum. She loves to send through memes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and they're always very relatably me. You know?
Okay, sure.
And this one says, my brain before going through airport security. What if I accidentally have a gun?
Right.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Took cool. I might just go back to this, eh?
Memes. I want to talk about some memes.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Now, we know we haven't seen Kyrgios on the tennis court for quite a while. He's been out of action all season with knee and wrist injuries. And the Australian Open, which will be coming up in Jan, is expecting to see him in some form, but is not expected to play.
Oh, okay.
So he's been doing a bit of commentating and stuff. Who knows? The thing is that he's just announced that he's actually doing OnlyFans content. So he has made his OnlyFans page. He said that a lot of people expect more from sports players. You've got to have, you know, persona not only on the tennis court but online.
Well, you're a personality, aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he said that he wants to show up online too. I'm going to create, produce, direct my own content. That's the future. He also said, I've been speaking to my fans directly for years and I know what they want to see. Of course, there'll be tennis balls involved, tips, tricks and behind the scenes, but also they'll get to see all different sides of me, gaming, tattoos, my intimate side. It's all on the table and I'll be bringing fans along for the ride. Mm.
And no one signed up.
How do you pay
ever
to not see that?
Can I have the not seeing package, please? Yeah.
Can I have the non-intimate OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I'm just here for the tennis.
The non-intimate. Yeah. All right, that's what's trending. Stay up to date with everything trending at krock.com.au.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.